Syria's brutal civil war forms the regional backdrop for Iran's presidential election. Analysts say the recent fall of the town of Qusair to Syrian government forces, aided by their Hezbollah allies from Lebanon, reveals Iran's hand in the conflict. Hajir Temurian, a Middle East analyst who lives in Britain, says Hezbollah forces are an Iranian proxy.
The fact that there are now apparently thousands of Hezbollah fighters fighting on the side of the Syrian government against the rebels, that means Iranian involvement. But on top of that, there's been a huge amount of armament and money as well.
Iranian support for Syria will continue whoever wins the next election, says analyst Shashank Joshi of the London-based Royal United Services Institute.
Iran sees the struggle inside Syria as near existential, and they see the potential fall of Bashar Assad as representing only the first step on a broader attack against Iran.
Joshi says that, in reality, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, decides foreign policy.
The most we can hope for, I should say, is that a loyalist president, someone like Saeed Jalili, may be given more control of these issues if he's trusted in a way that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wasn't.
Jalili, currently Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, said last month that the country is ready to resume talks over its nuclear program. The West believes Iran is trying to build atomic weapons, a charge Tehran denies, and has imposed severe economic sanctions. The new Iranian president will inherit a country that is increasingly isolated, says analyst Temurian.
Apart from the Hezbollah, who are very, very expensive to sustain, the Iranians have almost no friends in the world. Their friends are smugglers, people who make money out of buying surreptitiously their oil against international sanctions.
The sanctions drove President Ahmadinejad to seek new allies in Africa. In April, he visited uranium producer Niger, but came away without any big trade deals. Iran has also forged bonds with leftist Latin American countries and was the first to send condolences on the death of former Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez in March. Last month, Iran's oil minister visited India to try to revive sales of crude, which last financial year plunged by over a quarter. Again, analyst Shashank Joshi.
So one hope for Iran in the longer term might be if sanctions harden into a long-term crushing apparatus of containment, they might find sympathy amongst the non-aligned nations, including countries like India.
Analysts say that, for now, the grip of Western sanctions and the guiding hand of the Ayatollah mean that Iran's new president will find little room for manoeuvre on the global stage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.